Listening to the Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brannon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us
while we break it all down.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Cannabis Hangout. I'm Saab.
And I'm Brannon.
And today, as a part of our industry leader series, we are interviewing a brand that has recently come to Oklahoma and made a huge wave. They originated out of Colorado and they're in partnership with PAX Vapor and have created some really exciting products that you're going to hear about today. So guys, welcome Dan from Spherex to the Cannabis Hangout.
Hi everybody, how you doing?
Hey, Dan, we're so glad to have you here.
Thrilled to be here. Thank you.
So as a part of this episode, we're just going to kind of interview you and ask you some questions about Spherex and have our listeners and ourselves just get to know your brand and who you guys are. So to get started, could you tell us your names and the roles that you play with Spherex?
Sure. So my name is Dan Garden-Schwartz, and I am the Chief Operating Officer and Chief Financial Officer here at Spherex. And I've been here for a number of years now. The company was actually founded back in 2015, and then myself and another investor got involved a little over 2 years ago, call it 2.5 years. And we've taken the company in many new directions and are very excited about the future, particularly excited about Oklahoma, which I know is near and dear to your hearts.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we've just got a lot going on. So I think I'm thrilled to be talking about this. I think notwithstanding what's going on in the world right now, sort of a surreal existence.
Absolutely. Yeah, surreal right existence.
Now. But, you know, it's real. So. But the good news is, you know, our industry remains quote unquote open and
yes.
essential. Our customers are, you know, continue to have a significant demand for the products. And I think there's good reason for that, given what's going on in the world.
Absolutely.
We can talk about that. Mm-hmm. And we're just powering through. So notwithstanding what's going on in the industry, Spherex, we've seen, you know, some of our best months.
That is, isn't that amazing? It's kind of like a blessing in a way.
It's amazing. It is. I mean, it's a real blessing. I'm so grateful to have the team that we have. So grateful to have the partners that we have. Our Oklahoma partners are terrific folks. They've done a spectacular job for us. And all the people that we brought on in Oklahoma are just so great, so enthusiastic about the opportunity. Mm-hmm. They've become terrific evangelists for our products and our brand. And, you know, and we've just been very fortunate.
Yeah, so, yes.
You know, a big focus for us, just as an aside, is the culture that we have here. It is, you know, my background is in consumer, in finance, in mergers and acquisitions. I've seen a lot of companies. I've worked in a lot of industries. And, you know, to me, the common denominator of great companies that build a lot of value over time is that they, you know, they have a very clear and solid culture, and that runs, you know, top to bottom,
yes,
left to right in our organization.
Yeah, culture is very important.
What we built, and it's just, you know, it allows you to get through really tough times. It allows you to stay focused and keep the enthusiasm levels up and the, you know, the productivity up. And so, you know, you said blessed. I feel blessed.
Also, yes, absolutely.
People under this roof that we have and in our various operations. So, yeah.
Yeah. Honestly,
it's exciting. So, so I've been involved with the company. We brought a lot of investment into the business. We've invested that capital in a lot of different ways, including Oklahoma expansion. We've got a lot of other irons in the fire in terms of where we're going to go. You know, we're getting ready to launch our first international market. Wow. Which is exciting. You know, we've got stuff going on in California, which is a bit of a crazy market. I hesitate to say the word that I usually call our California business, because I don't know how it works on these podcasts, but California's a shit show.
That's what, we hear that. Yeah, we hear that quite often, actually, since we've been interviewing people. We've heard it's crazy out there.
It's crazy, and it's sort of, you know, it's just a different environment. Mm-hmm. That being said, it's very competitive. That being said, you know, we've got a breadth of product. So, you know, we make our core vapes, which are traditional 510 cartridges and batteries. As we've talked about, we've got a tremendous brand partnership with PAX. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think as a testament to that, we brought PAX into the Oklahoma market, and now PAX is going gangbusters in Oklahoma.
Yes.
So, you know, but that's a relationship, and that component of our product, we're very excited about the PAX business. And we do all of our strains and all of our different varieties in a PAX delivery system as well. Okay. And then we do dablicators. And we've most recently entered into the edibles segment with a beverage, a sparkling water beverage that has a proprietary microdosing technology, which basically guarantees a consistent experience. It's rapid onset. And, you know, for you guys, and I'm sure you've heard this from others, but rapid onset and kind of a more controlled experience, mm-hmm, is very valuable in the marketplace right now, because historically with edibles, you know, it was a very inconsistent experience. Some people would eat, you know, a gummy or a piece of chocolate or whatever and feel nothing. And some people will eat a gummy or a chocolate and nothing happens, and then a couple hours later they're on the floor.
Yep. That's, you know, I feel like that's very accurate.
In the edibles market, it's very difficult to maintain consistency. I think people are getting better. But with a beverage, we have a lot of control over, you know, exactly what is going into that beverage. It's the way that we've formulated it is very unique in the market. You know, with a lot of beverages, there's a very strong, you know, cannabis taste and a smell, and you kind of, mm-hmm, can't escape from that. The way that we formulate it is a proprietary process that basically removes taste and smell.
Okay, so,
and
like, really quick,
allows.
Sorry, really quick question. What's the dose on the water? Like, what does it, is there just one dosage, or does it go up to like a certain, you know, milligram? Cause I know cause you guys are out of Colorado. So there, do you guys do it medicinally, yes, and recreationally, or is it mostly rec?
It's mostly rec in Colorado.
Okay.
And so, you know, our dosages. So when we launched it, the brand, the sub brand is called Fix, PHYX.
Okay.
When we launched it, we were trying to, in a way, expand the marketplace. So, you know, we wanted to develop a product that maybe, you know, consumers that are kind of curious, or, you know, maybe a little reticent about going into a dispensary, mm-hmm, or maybe they don't like to smoke, or maybe they've had a bad experience with edibles, whatever. You know, we were trying to create a product that would appeal to that segment of the market, to expand, you know, our customer base. And so the initial launch of the product was in a microdose. So it was 2.5 THC, 2.5 CBD.
Love that.
And we launched that in 4 flavors. Subsequent to that, we got a lot of interest as the drink picked up, because I think a lot of people really liked it. Mm-hmm. We haven't heard any bad reviews of our drink. The
That's
only
great.
Feedback we got is, hey, we'd love to see this in a higher dose.
Yeah.
And so
that's not bad.
Formulated and done a 10 milligram version, just straight THC, 10 milligrams. And it still retains the same value proposition as, you know, great taste, no cannabis smell, mm-hmm, no cannabis taste. You're really enjoying a beverage. It has the rapid onset, so you know you're going to start feeling the experience within 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, an hour, or for the higher dosage, a couple hours, you're done. And so it's, you know, it's something that people can enjoy in a happy hour. And I would argue that it's probably better than people, you know, putting down a bunch of cocktails, because it certainly impacts your physical capability, right, than alcohol. And so we wanted to create something that people could enjoy, like in the normal course of the day. It's not like, you know, you have to go smoke in the backyard behind a bush or whatever.
Right. You can, it can be more like discreet.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Discreet, but yet, you know, you spent a lot of time. And so my background is in, as I mentioned, consumer and finance, but we focus almost entirely on brands, you know, and so I have a very keen sense of building brand value, and all other things being equal, brands hold their value and build their value much more dramatically than any other factor.
Yes.
So we've tried to create and put out there, and we reinforce it, everything from our packaging to our, you know, the labels that we put on our products, to the, you know, just the promotional stuff that we do, the swag that we put out into the marketplace. We really are focused on building the brand. And so with Fix, we had an opportunity to really apply that, because with a beverage, you have a lot more opportunity to incorporate cool branding and packaging and things like that. And so we designed a proprietary childproof bottle. It looks very elegant. It's glass. It's, you know, it looks expensive.
Yes, and, that's awesome,
you know,
though.
And it looks good. It looks really good on the shelf. And you know, we've done a lot with the packaging and the boxes that the four packs come in, and the labels and everything. So we've invested an enormous amount of time and effort in the branding component across our business.
I was going to say that definitely shows
with the beverage. Yeah.
That definitely shows, because sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, no. So I work at a dispensary in Oklahoma City, and we actually carry Spherix products, which is how I found out about you guys. Yeah. And so what's one thing that's really cool and I appreciate about you is, you guys take care of us as bud tenders, so we get to try the product, and you guys keep us stocked up on it, which I thought was really cool, because no brands have done that for us yet. And then another really cool thing was you gave us all the displays that were actually, I mean, they're not filled with the cartridges, but it gives you an idea of what it looks like with the battery and the different tops, so patients can actually see, and it actually invokes a lot of interest, and they're like, oh, what is that? And so we get to educate them on your product and what it is. And honestly, since we've brought you guys in, it's crazy how much, I mean, people are loving the pods because they're so discreet. And I'm a big fan of the Relief, Chill, and Focus ones. They not only taste great, but the effects of them are exactly what I am looking for. Because sometimes, I mean, oftentimes I want to be able to medicate without having to get high, and having products like Spherix, you know, that make it so easy, so discreet, and without any crazy smells, and I can get the maximum effect, but also the minimum effect, is such a beautiful thing.
Sure. Well, and I love that you just said all that. I mean, that's exactly what we're trying to achieve. And to your point about the bud tenders, you know, we look at the landscape of the marketplace, and in my view, the most important people in the supply chain are the bud tenders.
Yes.
Because the bud tenders are the gateway, you know, they're the gateway to the product. And so if you focus on the bud tenders and you treat them to be the important people that they are in the mix, then, you know, hopefully that translates into people, you know, being more aggressive and bullish about your brand.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, that is a deliberate focus, because you guys are so important. And, you know, you hold the keys to that customer relationship.
Yeah, you sure do.
You know, that we think about that stuff. That's the way we think about things at Spherix. We really try to get down into the weeds and figure out exactly what's going on, figure out exactly who's doing what to who, and really, you know, tailor our messaging and our promotional and, you know, everything we do. We're trying to think a bunch of steps ahead and really, you know, in a very detailed way. And I think in our industry, I'm not sure that you guys would argue at all, but, you know, a lot of businesses in our industry are a little more kind of wild westy.
That's so true.
And what we've tried to do is bring like a professionalism and institutional, you know, framework for our business, where we're, you know, keeping things like the brand and the culture and everything at the forefront, and bring, you know, just a different level of capabilities to the industry that, you know, maybe a little bit fewer and further between. but it translates very well. And the fact that we launched in Oklahoma not that long ago, and the percentage of our business is already very meaningful.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, it's crazy. Absolutely. It's crazy. We look at the numbers coming out of Oklahoma and we're like, whoa. And I know you guys wanted to talk a little bit about Oklahoma and why Oklahoma, and, you know, what we saw. And I think, you know, what we saw was a market that was very robust with a very significant retail base, in a market that doesn't have the same regulatory nightmare hurdles that we may see in Colorado or California.
Yes.
But the consumer dynamics, I mean, you have a very robust consumer demand. You have a very robust retail footprint.
Yes, we have a lot of passionate Oklahomans who love their medicine,
exactly.
And it goes all around.
Exactly.
So, Dan, can you tell us why? So, tell us why the name Spherex?
This is a great question, and what I would tell you is that our business was founded by two PhD chemical and mechanical engineers.
Oh, wow.
And so the business was really born out of science and technology and engineering capabilities.
That's really
and
cool.
My partner Niccolo Aida. Yeah, it's really cool. And so my partner Niccolo Aida, who is the, you know, one of the founders of the business, is a PhD in engineering. You know, he worked in the renewable energy space. He worked in different industries where, you know, they were utilizing extraction technologies to get fuel out of different biomass. You know, everything from getting, you know, ethanol out of corn to getting other things out of different biomass. And he looked at it and developed an expertise and then, you know, figured out, hey, this is very applicable to the cannabis space.
Right.
And, you know, we can bring these capabilities and this know-how, this scientific know-how and engineering know-how into the cannabis space. And so he launched the business with a very much a technology focus.
Wow.
And designed and built our extractor, which is a multi-million dollar piece of equipment, and built the lab and all these things. So the business was born out of science.
That's so cool.
Versus a bunch of people who really like weed and you know, are doing things in their garage, and why not make it more commercial?
Absolutely.
There's a lot of businesses that are started that way. Our business is started very much from a scientific foundation,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, that carries forward to today. And so you said exactly the right thing about the move. So mm-hmm. we spent a lot of time with our terpene partners. It's a company out of Israel and with operations here in the States.
Wow, that's really cool.
And we developed proprietary terpenes, yeah, to get those desired effects.
Oh, wow.
And so when we put on our product, chill, relief, focus, we want those to be the effects.
Which is spot on.
Have an injury or have, yeah. And I love that you said that, because that's exactly what we're going for. And those are proprietary formulations.
That's amazing.
But that's the type of thought. So we came up with an idea. We said, okay, this is what we want to do. How do we get there?
Mm-hmm.
What is the scientific capabilities needed? How do we develop these formulations and make them proprietary versus just putting product out in the market, which is what a lot of people do? You know, you have the same vape and you put different words on the packaging and mm-hmm. all of a sudden you've got multiple products.
Yes.
Each one of our SKUs are independent. You know, they have independent characteristics, independent branding, colors, whatever you want to have it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we stand behind the quality and the purity and the potency of our products, because the business was born out of this, you know, high tech history.
So tell us, what would you say has been the most rewarding experience of just the company as a brand so far in the journey?
That's a great question. So many things come to mind. I think that one of the most fulfilling things for me is when I got involved with our other principal owner, the company was in one place, right? It was doing what it was doing and, you know, building a business and getting a lot of good feedback from the marketplace, but it was a small business and it was running kind of, you know, call it hand to mouth. We came on board, we rejiggered a lot of things, we brought a lot of investment into the business, and we have transformed this company into something that's almost unrecognizable.
That's awesome.
Went from a small facility in 1,500 square feet where we were doing everything. You know, like literally my office was the front desk. And now we occupy, you know, four different properties in Aurora, plus operations in California, and people plus operations and people in Oklahoma, soon to be in Canada. And so the business in a very short period of time has been, you know, it's unrecognizable in terms of the changes and the developments and opportunities and growth. And, you know, other than nothing is the same. The product, the core product and the core philosophy and the quality and all that, and the technology behind it, that's the core. But the business has really evolved around it in an extraordinary way. And I'm really proud of the business that, you know, we have and what we've done over the last couple of years. I'm really proud of the team that we've built. And I'm really proud of the way that the consumers have responded positively to our product. And Oklahoma is a case in point because Colorado is, you know, it's a more mature marketplace, right? It has been rec legal for years now. There's a lot of brands, it's competition for shelf space. It's the consumer products game. Like that's the way it is in Colorado. And we differentiate ourselves with quality and branding and, you know, affordable, accessible price points and things like that. But you know, in Oklahoma, that was going into what is essentially a virgin market.
Yes.
And seeing the consumer enthusiasm and, you know, the even the loyalty and what you were talking about with people, you know, seeing the branding in the stores and being excited about it, that to me is extremely fulfilling. You know, you can go into a new market and almost overnight create a sensation.
Yes, absolutely.
The quality of that market and the people in that market and the retailers and the bud tenders and everybody who's involved. And I think it's a testament to what we've done here. And so that's, you know, what we've built and then taking that and applying that to a new market and seeing it really thrive out of the gate.
Oh, yeah. That's something to be proud of for sure.
For sure. So, yeah. Long answer to a short question.
Yes, you answered it very well. So yeah. Thank you. So Dan, what would you say is significant about your distillate process compared to other brands out there? Because I know a lot of different companies, like especially in Oklahoma, they do use the distillate process. But how would you say that yours is different or what do you guys do?
Well, another very good question. So, you know, I get back to the science of it and, you know, the people that work in our extraction operations are all very talented people, all very highly intelligent people with a lot of background in supercritical CO2 extraction, as well as other extraction methods. And so there's a lot of know-how in our team and our lab, our lab manager and our lab tech are awesome at what they do. And so, you know, I think what we've tried to do over time is look at every step in the process from, you know, sourcing good trim. And
yes.
We've really spent a lot of time out in the market looking for trim. There's a lot of stuff out there. There's a lot of noise. You have to be very careful. The quality varies a lot.
Yes.
And we've built up over, you know, over years, great relationships with top tier cultivators that supply us with, you know, top of the line products with top of the line THC content and, you know, trim that we can really do, you know, great things with. And then from that step going into the actual extraction and the design and functionality of our machine and all of our operations that we put into place, you know, we're very proud of. And I think, you know, it what it results in is extremely high quality crude oil, which has then, you know, gone into our lab and goes through three or four more steps in the lab, depending on what the end product that that's going into. But every step of the way, there's testing done, whether it's potency testing or whether it's heavy metals testing or, you know, all kinds of different tests that we run.
Yeah, it sounds like it's very meticulous.
You know, it's very meticulous. And that's because our founder is a scientist. and
exactly
he, he cut his chop in a lab, and everything you do in a lab is, you know, you don't go to the bathroom without putting it in a log.
that's the way that
our manufacturing operates, and every step of the way between testing and between really refining the processes, spending the money on the best equipment. You know, we've invested millions and millions of dollars in our equipment. And then getting that final distillate and then taking that and putting the best terpenes in it to get the desired effects. And so that whole process results in potencies that you don't see very often in the marketplace. You know, in Colorado, yes, we're running in the high 90s in terms of THC. And then, you know, in other markets, depending on the material, we're in the high 80s, 90s, almost, you know, across the board. And a lot of companies don't boast that, right? A lot of companies have very different potency profiles. Even though they shoot for the same thing, it's yes, not that easy to get. It's taken years and millions of dollars to get to where we are with our distillate. And then, you know, taking that distillate and putting it into the best hardware out there, including PAX pods and Aero devices and all of our 510 cartridges. I mean, we source from the leaders in the industry in terms of the hardware. We source industry-leading packaging. And it's like every step of the way, we really just have focused in on how do we do this step the best.
Yes, and that's the best way to do it. You're doing it right.
And it definitely shows. Yeah, it definitely shows. I mean, your product screams volumes. I mean, even just with branding and everything that you've said, it speaks so true to what I've seen about your brand just as a bud tender and somebody that carries your product. It really, I mean, everything you're saying is awesome. Very spot on.
Awesome. I love that. I love that. So, yes. Yeah. So, you know, that's the thing. It's like, we haven't recreated the wheel because there's only so much you can do. But that being said, we actually do have some next generation products and delivery systems that we've been working on that, you know, we're probably going to be launching in late this year or sometime next year.
Very cool.
We're always innovating. And so that, you know, you can look forward to that in the stores in Oklahoma. But, you know, in terms of the core product, like, we haven't reinvented the wheel. We've just focused on how to make the wheel the best wheel it can be, the highest performance, shiniest, you know, most durable wheel that we can build. And that's what we do day in, day out.
Love that.
And that's... ensure that our partners in different states have that same philosophy.
That's...
if they don't, then we find a new partner.
Yeah, that's awesome. I feel like that's a really good way to work. So tell us this, Dan, what is your favorite Spherix cartridge?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, I am not a regular consumer.
Okay. I respect that. No, I totally respect that.
But that being said, I did have an injury last year, and it was a nightmare. It was like a year odyssey of 7 surgeries.
Oh, wow.
But I was deeply in need of things to help me feel better and not so miserable. And the mood lines, the relief and the chill definitely came into play.
Amazing. Those are so amazing. Those are so amazing. So I definitely will agree with you there.
Yeah. But I can tell you, you know, as a company, I know that, you know, there's a variety. People like all different kinds of things. You know, our Mango Kush formulation is an award winner. It's consistently solid. You know, our GDP is very popular. All of our strains are very popular. You know, it's kind of weird. And we were just having a meeting about it this morning, trying to forecast out for the rest of the year and all of the, you know, things that go along with that and on the supply chain side.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, what are they going to be the hot SKUs for the fall? What are going to be the hot SKUs for the winter? And it's like, you know, anybody, it's a pop-up.
Yeah.
we saw the summer, like Sweet Jack, which is one of our SKUs, you couldn't keep it on the shelf. And so that was an interesting data point for us. And so now we're thinking about Sweet Jack differently, but then at the same time, you know, other SKUs, and people really love the disposables in certain areas,
yes,
parts of the state and Oklahoma. People love packs,
mm-hmm,
for all the reasons you just said. I mean, packs, what I would say about packs is they are an incredible partner. They're an incredible company. They're very thoughtful, very professional. They invest behind their business and their brand partners. They are very dynamic and very serious about the business and the way that they're perceived in the marketplace, which goes towards that, you know, branding that we talked about earlier.
Yes, and I feel like your visions align very well together. I mean, even with their packaging next to y'all's packaging, like the vision aligns.
Yeah, that's great. And you know, we see the world very similarly to
yes.
them. And that's been great. And so, you know, when we're thinking about new markets, they're right there alongside with us.
That's
and
amazing.
Oklahoma, we had to really push that through. But based on the success in Oklahoma, other jurisdictions, not a problem.
That's awesome. Like
we've demonstrated the viability and the attractiveness of these expansions, mm-hmm. and they love it, and they're in lockstep with us.
That's so awesome.
It's exciting.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
It's cool to be a part of a company that's consistently innovating, and so you're never bored and always kept on your toes.
100%.
No, and some of the ideas we're throwing around are pretty exciting. So, you know, just things that haven't been done in the market.
And, when we
put something out and when we launched the beverage, we said, okay, what's the landscape? What's out there? What are the competitors doing? Okay, let's put that all on our radar screen and then just do all these things better, right?
Yeah, totally.
Let's make our smelling. You know, that the THC experience better. Let's make it so, you know, after a week, you don't see all the THC settled at the bottom of the thing. And that's, you know, part of our proprietary process where it's emulsified and it is suspended in the water and doesn't settle, which is cool.
That is very cool. Yeah.
Because that gets gross when you're like open up a bottle and it's a big chunk of something pop all out.
Right.
It's like nothing is off any consumer product that people enjoy. Okay, how can we do a THC variant of that? And so we're always thinking about, you know, what the next thing is, but not losing sight of the bread and butter of our business, which is the core products and the packs and the cartridges and whatnot. So it is exciting. There's never a day that goes by where you're doing the same thing twice. You know, I mean, it's every day brings a new adventure, which for me is very exciting. That's how my career has unfolded. No 2 days are alike. No 2 companies are alike. No 2 management teams are alike. And that variety and that evolution on a day-to-day basis.
Keeps you on your toes. You know, keeps it interesting.
Absolutely. It keeps it very interesting.
Yes. Well, Dan, is there anything else that you want our listeners to know before we kind of segue into ending this episode for today?
I think we've covered a lot of ground. I think that, you know, we certainly want your consumers and your listeners to know that we exist and to know that we are really focused in on their market and are really focused in on bringing the kinds of products that they want into the retail environment. And we're always going to be innovating, but, you know, you can be assured of the quality and consistency of our products. You can be assured that our customer service is second to none. And, you know, any issues we see, you know, we see emails come across every day. Hey, you know, this, I have this issue or the light on the battery is blinking. What do I do? We respond, you know, within minutes. It's like there's our customers, whether you're talking about the retailers, whether you're talking about the end consumer, really matter to us.
Yes.
And so we do everything we can to make it a good customer experience. A consistent customer experience, and with Spherex, you're always going to get that.
Oh, we appreciate that about you guys.
We definitely do.
Yeah, that's awesome. And as people discover our brand, I think they're going to be more excited about it over time.
Absolutely.
And then we're going to bring new products to the marketplace and keep giving the consumers what they're looking for.
Absolutely.
So, you've got a good partner in Spherex who's never going to steer you in the wrong direction.
Yes. Well, Dan, thank you so much for taking the time to be a part of our podcast, educating us, really telling us about your brand. I feel like I have a newfound, not new, but more of an appreciation and understanding of your brand, who you guys are, and like where it really develops. You know, because sometimes we consume these brands, but we don't know the backstory. And so hearing the backstory and, sure. I mean, obviously hearing your passion behind the brand,
what you
definitely
put into
shows
it.
Is really cool. And we just can't thank you enough for being a part of our journey.
I am delighted to be with you guys today. I think I love what you guys do. I think it's fantastic to, you know, promote the industry and drive the industry the way you guys do. It's really important to have these types of relationships and interactions. And it's awesome. And
it is.
We build this industry, you know, for the long term.
Yes.
Every little thing counts.
So it's so exciting.
I'm thrilled to have been invited on. Thank you, guys.
Yes. Thank you so much, Dan. And thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in to the Cannabis Hangout. And as always,
stay medicated. Mm-hmm.